From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music and the scene of the 5th Annual Country Music Disc Jockey Festival, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Roy Acuff.
Last night I came home and I knocked on the door. I called to my love as I all had before. I knocked and I knocked, but no answer there came. No kisses to greet me, no voice called my name. I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't believe it was true. My still with dear, I must have aged 10 years. I couldn't believe it was true. I let myself in and I walked to our bed. I found a note there and the message I read. The truth like a bolt from the blue then did dawn. My sweetheart had left me, my darling had gone. She told me her love was no longer for me and that she had gone with another to be. She asked me to try to forget and forgive. That message will haunt me as long as I live. Gimme! The shock was so great, I am quivering yet. I tried to forgive, but I cannot forget. My heartbreaking loss is another man's gain. Her happiness always, I hope, will remain. I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't.
Thank you, folks. We'd like to welcome all of you to the Grand Ole Opry, and we'd especially like to welcome the more than 1,000 country music DJs who have come to Nashville for their annual festival and to help us celebrate the 31st anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry.
And for all the folks and the DJs, a big roster of Grand Ole Opry stars, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Johnny and Jack, Kitty Wells, the Jordanaires, Bashful Brother Oswald, the Jug Band, the Smoky Mountain Boys, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and we're going to keep your Grand Ole Opry entertainment moving right along by bringing out four boys who always do a fine job. Let's welcome the Jordanaires.
Well, I want to dig a little deeper in his love. Dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper in his love. Dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love.
Continuous program.
By jingoes, Grant, I'll bet I know why. It's because the Opry is so down to earth, so natural, you know, like the flavor in Prince Albert.
Oh, I knew you'd get around to Prince Albert, but you're so right about PA's flavor. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of the tobacco. Yes, sir, you put PA in your pipe and you've got natural tobacco taste. And I'll tell you something else. Prince Albert is mighty cool and comfortable.
And I'll tell you something else, Grant Turner. Being crimp-cut PA packs neat and firm in a pipe. Smokes ever so smooth and long-burning.
So how about it, all you pipe-and-makings men? Why not enjoy the extra pleasure of Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco? Get yourselves a tin and see why they call Prince Albert the National Joy Smoke.
Well, in the last few years, I've had two of the finest country singers anywhere going with me at the Grand Ole Opry shows. Everywhere they go, the folks like them. Every time they make one of their fine RCA Victor records, the fans really buy them up fast. And every chance I have to introduce them, I do it with real pleasure. Here they are, along with our good friend Ray Chris, the Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack, singing Live and Let Live. Square dancers for a little toe-tapping fun. It's Howdy Foster and Ray Chris play Sugar in the Gold. Boy, go! Part of that country music has always been spiritual, and we'd like now to do one of those fine sacred songs for you. Will you all join with me and shake my mother's hand for me?
Oh, How can all these trials be? Time can't keep me here much longer.
Oh, shake my mother's hand for me.
Shake my
mother's hand and tell her happy marriage her spirits be. When the sailors come out to meet you, oh, shake my mother's hand for me.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Roy, have you ever known any other show that's as easygoing as the Opry?
No, sirree, Grant Turner. The Opry is just about as easygoing as Prince Albert is easy rolling. You know, the making cigarette.
Yeah, PA sure is easy to roll. And don't forget that natural tobacco taste. Prince Albert gets its flavor from nature, and PA's special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor. It's always a taste in mild.
And being crimp cut, PA rolls up so easy in an OCB paper. It won't blow around or dribble out the ends. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
And no wonder PA is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. What say, fellas? Roll your next making cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sure, all you country music DJs here with us tonight, you all get to spin some country music recording that are really strictly for fun, and we appreciate it very much. But I'll bet you that here's one thing that you've never heard any crazier on a country show, the jug band doing 30 days.
Gonna give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a different woman on the telephone. She's gonna send out a word of white hood and that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. Gonna see to get back home in 30 days.
Early this morning, I done been to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. I'm gonna put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. Gonna see you get back home in 30 days. About 30 days.
One of those times in the Grand Ole Opry when I really join all you folks and you DJs, because I'm going to sit back and enjoy just as much as you do. You know who I'm speaking of, the girl from down in Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Tonight with all these handsome fellas here. Oh, for this disc jockey convention. Boy, I tell you, over there at them hotels, they're all so crowded over there that when you go to get in one of them elevators, the way they squeeze squeeze you in them elevators. It's wonderful. That's all I've been doing. Oh, that could have done them. Well, sir, them elevators put me in the mind of Rodley Bradfield's car. Poor old Rodley, he couldn't get here tonight. He's up there in New York City making that film, that movie called A Face in the Crowd with Andy Griffith, and he said to tell all y'all down here and the disc jockeys and everybody that he would love to be here. Oh, I love Rodley. I wouldn't trade him for a blue-nosed mule. But you know, he had an old car last year that he bought, and I says, Rodley, how many will that old car of yours haul? He said, well, now, by Ned, buddy, said that car ain't supposed to haul but six, but it'll haul a dozen if they're well acquainted. I like that one. I like that getting acquainted real close. Well, sir, I've got a feller here I'd like to introduce now, and he's a feller from Columbia Records, and he's took a whole lot of our country songs and put them over into other fields and made them popular all over. He took Walking in the Rain, Singing the Blues, and the most important, most popular one, of course, that you remember him by was Yellow Rose of Texas. Here he is, Mitch Miller. Ah, you're so cute. Oh, see there? See what he done? He kissed my hand, didn't he? I can lift my veil as easy as I can take off my gloves. I'll tell you that.
Have you ever been kissed by a man with a beard, honey?
No, Mitch, I ain't never been kissed by a man with a beard.
Well, you're going to get kissed right now.
Oh, goody. Woo-hoo! Oh, Mitch, don't you never worry about that beard, boy. I don't mind going through a little brush to get to a picnic. Guitar players and everybody, what kind of instrument do you play?
Minnie, I play the oboe.
What? Heard of that.
Oboe?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard tell of that. How do you pick that?
Minnie, you don't pick an oboe. You blow it.
Oh, well, we got an instrument here that we blow.
What's that, Minnie?
Well, Ozzy Wall here's got a jug. He blows that.
Well, I've never blown a jug, but I've sipped
that. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. I hope you like my dress, Mitch. I just got it to be here with you. I made it myself.
Oh, Minnie, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
You must save a lot of money that way, don't you, dear?
Oh, I do. This dress just cost me $5.99.5.
$5.99.5? But, Minnie, how'd you arrive at such an odd figure?
Well, I eat too much. See, I can't help it. I got an hourglass figure, but it's later than you think. Hey, Mitch, tell me the truth now. Here we are, just the two of us.
Yes, baby.
And we make such a lovely couple. And what are you doing after the show? I mean, listen, Mitch, what have them New York girls got that I ain't got?
Nothing, Minnie. You've got just as much as any gal in the whole world.
Really?
Yes, honey. But you've just had it so much longer.
Well, I know Mitch Miller was Minnie Pearl's surprise for you, so I just let her have her fun. And now, friends, here's somebody I'm going to introduce, a very lovely little lady and the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, singing Miss Kitty.
Repeating, yes, by repeating.
Well, now you folks know why the DJs clear across the country have been voting Miss Kitty Wells the number one country music singer year in and year out. Thank you, Miss Kitty Wells. Well, I've held him down as long as I could. There's just no stopping him now. Here he is, bashful Brother Oswald, his five-string banjo with Rabbit in the Log.
There is a rabbit in the log, and I ain't got no dough. How will I get my dough? I'll get me a water, twist in his hair. Well, that's how I'm getting my dough.
Thank you very much, Oswald. Here is one that you, Mr. DJs, have been playing many, many years, the Great Speckled Bird.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning a great speckled bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move that she makes. They long to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistake. I am glad I have learned of her meekness. I am proud that my name is on her book. For I want to be one, never fearing the face of my Savior's true love. When he cometh descending from heaven on the clouds as he rides in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
We hope you've had a fine time at your Grand Ole Opry anniversary celebration, and all of you who have come to Nashville for their fifth annual festival. Next week, we'll be calling for you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Mr. Teardrop himself, Marty Robbins, and Marty's special guest will be Jimmy Newman. Till then, this is Roy Acuff saying thanks for everything. We've enjoyed having you country music DJs with us very, very much, and we'll be seeing all of you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everyone.
You win with the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Cavalier's new blend brings you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, Cavalier's new blend tastes great. Light up and get this wonderful smoking experience.
Draw lots of rich, natural flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobaccos.
Enjoy the smooth, refreshing, easygoing smoke that feels good to you puff after puff.
That's right. That's the wonderful news about the all-new Cavalier. It's a great smoke. Tastes great all the way, smoke after smoke.
Today's the day for you to win new smoking enjoyment with the new, all-new Cavalier.
Today, try new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for Cavalier in the smart new pack of red, white, and gold. You'll win more smoking enjoyment with the all-new Cavalier. It's a sure winner.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.